Hi there, Greg Golden here from WPRK, the best in dining room table radio, engaging in BFH, broadcasting from home. Another important acronym for today is BLM, Black Lives Matter. Our radio station recognizes that today is Juneteenth and acknowledges that we don't have much of a history of celebrating that day as a station. We intend to make that change today, though, with a selection of shows, interviews, and music that celebrate Black artists and the Black experience. What follows now is my interview with a Rollins alumnus, Chad Sterling, class of 2010, creator, writer, and producer of the podcast The Anansi Chronicles, released this year. Following the interview, we'll hear the first episode of the show, and over the next weeks, we'll be playing a new episode Fridays at noon. But before we get started, let's hear from Chad. So we've been talking about podcasts for a while. We tried to start a couple. This one you saw to completion and you've released it.
Yeah, I mean, completion is relative, right? I released a couple of episodes. My goal is a 10 episode season. And so I don't know. It's always like doing a fiction podcast has always been the white whale for me because there are a couple of good ones. I mean, I should clarify. There are a couple of ones that I enjoy, right? But the podcast medium, I feel is more well-developed for like nonfiction documentary type stuff, you know, but as I want to write fiction and I feel like the podcast medium is pretty well suited. I mean, like Orson Welles, War of the Worlds or whatever. Right, all that kind of stuff was pretty popular back in the day. And so now the audio has become a format. I've always felt like that's kind of the next frontier.
So Anansi Chronicles available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. I think they could find it on the website that hosts it as well. Yeah, to your point, there are probably, when you sum them up, more conversation podcasts, fewer kind of narrative podcasts, even fewer than that, fictional narrative podcasts, because you love these history podcasts as well.
Right. So that was kind of my strategy, right? There's a style of podcasting that I really like, and it's so Dan Carlin's Hardcore History was the first podcast I ever listened to. And it was just one guy talking in the mic, but he was super well researched and he had this like movie announcer voice. So it was just awesome, right? And so I like that format, right? That single narrator that feels very investigative journalism-y. And I wanted to do the same thing, but I wanted to kind of mirror that with a story that I wanted to tell, or not mirror, but couple that with a story that I wanted to tell. So that was my goal with this one.
And even though it has fictional elements based on real events, and do you use any historical sources in it?
So I make historical references, right? So the podcast deals with the topic of African slavery. And in this specific season, people are brought over from Africa. They're brought to an island in the Caribbean, which is mostly unnamed, but yeah, it's based on Jamaica, right? That was where I was born. I lived there until I was 16. So as a consequence of that, I could, with very little effort, drag in like elements of that culture, that history. And so I make historical references, for sure. Like there are things that are accurate. There is a reference to the Maroons, right? The runaway slaves living in the hills. Those are a real people. That community exists today. There is some references to the journey over from Africa, right? So the African slave trade. And a lot of that is pretty accurate.
And you released the podcast in April. We go into May and the world is now talking about these topics. Rightfully so. And so how does that change maybe the listener's experience?
Man, you know, that's a, I think maybe there's, there's probably more of a, people are more open to listening to these kinds of stories now, or I should say interested, right? Like there seems to be more of a, people are online sort of looking for this kind of, stuff. And there is a admirable, maybe you want to call it, movement to identify, you know, stories about people of color told by people of color as people try to expand their understanding. So I would expect that maybe listeners might now be more interested in, you know, like figuring out like that question you asked about, well, is any of this historical versus just fantasy? I would expect people to be a little bit more interested in trying to, or interested in trying to figure out where those lines are, which I think would, you know, it open them up to some pretty cool history and some pretty cool stories.
And so we're going to listen to the first episode after this. You have 6 episodes. So you'd mentioned your goal of getting this story or this season to 10 episodes. So referring back to the fact that the world is experiencing protests and really this awakening, is that going to influence your writing and production of the next 4 episodes and future seasons?
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, I don't have an exaggerated sense of self-importance here. I probably have, according to the analytics that I get, maybe 88 listeners and maybe a few more, right? If people listening to this decide to kind of tune in and follow me. But I do feel a responsibility to sort of, to my own small audience, you know, go out and include more historical elements. And so the story that I want to tell, is going to remain unchanged, but I would like to continue to drop those nuggets of, well, hey, this actually happened. Like these are, because I think if you look at the history of, you know, like, I mean, in this first season, Afro-Caribbean people, right? So people who went from Africa and went to Jamaica, Bahamas, Haiti, there's a ton of cool stuff, right? And there's a ton of like very interesting dynamics that play out that most people are not aware of. And if my intention is to continue on and do additional seasons, you know, I want to look at other geographies, right? So in the U.S., there are all kinds of, I mean, I use the word cool because it's a period that people usually look at as being awful and like rightfully so, you know, but I always feel like my sort of motivation in putting this together is there is a certain, I don't know if beauty is the right word, you know, maybe not, but there's a certain, it's just fascinating to see how people up against odds and fighting against the system and so on and so forth. So for sure, I guess to directly answer your question, my goal is definitely going to be to do more research, trying to pull in more historical, more historical references, you know, which means just more work for me. But given the historical place that we are today, I kind of feel like that's the absolute least that I can do, right? Is if I can get one person to go out and learn a little bit more about African American culture and learn a little bit more about the experiences and not just the suffering, you know, but like the very noble sort of struggle that came out of that I came out of that stuff, then that would be solid. That would be a good goal for me.
There's a lot of history that people will see and will hear when taking in this podcast, but it's not just the history of the African slave trade. It's mythology that people will learn that is connected with Africa, is connected with the Caribbean. I know we probably both read American Gods at the same point. There's, right. Of course, Anansi is, one of the mythological stories and characters referred to, but your knowledge of and your stories to do with Anansi go far back than just reading that book.
Right. So, you know, Anansi in certain parts of Africa worshipped as a god, right? So he's the god of knowledge and stories. And I kind of play off of that. But what's interesting is, at least what I find interesting was when the African slaves came over, they brought that religion with them, right? But obviously there was also Christianity that was they were encouraged to adopt, right? Because that was effective to sort of keeping the system of slavery going. However, Anansi, the idea of Anansi never went away. So Anansi became sort of this character in folklore. And so, as I mentioned, grew up in Jamaica, and growing up, we would all hear Anansi's stories. And these are fables, right? So he would just do kind of funny things, or he would go on little adventures with other, fable characters. And so there was like brother rabbit and the wolf and the fox and whatever, right? And he would sort of outsmart all these creatures because he was the trickster. And I find it very, that's just kind of one example, something I find very interesting about, again, how, people come over and they bring all this stuff with them, and this stuff, in this case, being religion, culture, stories. And it never goes away, right? But it just evolves to this new place. And so it evolved from what I imagine was a kind of worship, and maybe it still is in certain parts, to what I grew up with, which is, Anansi was this spider that was this cute figure, right, that did like clever things and taught me life lessons: don't steal, be honest, be wily, whatever, and all that kind of stuff.
So being that this was really your first project in podcasting, that you got on these major platforms, what have you learned from that process?
Man, so I've learned a ton, right? So my background is I am a writer, right? So I write professionally, so technical documentation, not fiction. I graduated from Rollins with an English lit degree. So, like most kind of hopeful liberal arts graduates, I want to write like the great American novel at some point. And so I do feel like the writing element of it, I have a good handle on. There's a ton of other stuff that's to do with like audio and promotion and all that stuff that I'm kind of learning as I go. And it's very interesting. I think a more universal lesson for people, though, something that I've learned is it's all right to just do the thing. It doesn't have to be perfect. And so, I would never sort of claim that the Anansi Chronicles is a perfect project. But there's still been very positive reactions, right? People have identified with it. People really like certain elements. I've gotten messages and that kind of thing.
So you mentioned writing. We've talked about this project for a while. This actually came from, and was maybe developed from, a piece of writing that you had.
Yeah, so I've got this, man, it's like this tragic story of me and this novel that I've been knocking on for like 4 years now. And the themes are the same, right? So if I can, maybe go on about that for a bit, but I think most people, I guess I shouldn't like generalize. For myself, when I decided, man, I want to be a writer, it wasn't necessarily, I want to be a Black writer, right? I don't want to write stories for Black people. You want to be in that. There was a time, I don't know if they still do this, because who goes to bookstores any like more, but there was a time when there was like a Black literature section at like Barnes and Nobles, right? And they had like insane, like Toni Morrison was over there. It was wild, right? But I never wanted to be in that section of like the bookstore. But then I start trying to tell stories that I feel are authentic or relevant. And these are the kinds of stories that I'm kind of drawn to, because these are the kinds of stories, they're about people. They're about like my history. They're about, my culture. So that was the genesis. Kind of a couple years ago, I started working on this novel. And then, I don't know, I find podcasting to be very good for that instant gratification type of thing, so you write like 5,000 words and then you put them together and, you get to see people like immediately engage with it. So that's kind of what led me to here.
And so going into the first episode, which we'll hear right after this, and we'll also hear subsequent episodes on Fridays at noon on WPRK. And so going into listeners hearing this first episode, perhaps for the first time, is there anything else you would want them to know before listening to it?
I've had a couple people do reviews, and I guess my main advice is just to kind of stick with it for a second, right? And so my intention with this was to use a very familiar story structure, but to place it within, like the culture of, again, like that Afro-Caribbean experience. And so, I introduce a character known as the Obaifo, and it takes a second, right? But an Obaifo is just like a vampire, right? It's basically the same thing. And vampires exist in all different cultures. But I mean, one, I thought it was like a cool name, right? It's a powerful sounding name. And it is a creature that is, again, rooted in like certain parts of Africa and like mythology, lore, and that kind of stuff. And so I do a lot of that. And I think once you orient yourself to that, then my hope is it's just sort of a good story. It's just like a fun, exciting at times, scary, right? But so that's probably my number one advice to anyone, or my hope to anyone listening, is that they'll kind of hang in there, give it, like a couple. They're all real short episodes. I think this first one's like 13 minutes or so. You're not gonna listen to me talk for an hour. But just sort of hang in there, give it the first two, three minutes, and give yourself a chance to kind of get acclimated. And then from that, you should be, I think you'll like what comes next.
Hopefully so. Thanks, Chad.
For sure. Very nice talking to you.